佛所书第二章第二节的第二句 ，OK， 这里讲到顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是那现今在悖逆之子中运行的邪灵。那这里有问说，邪灵是不是就是那个空中掌权者？这个邪灵是神允许他掌权空中的吗？假如是神所允许的，那么顺服他算是犯罪吗？ The first question is in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, the second part. And Paul was talking about the ruler of the kingdom of the air, which is this evil spirit. Is it true that the ruler of the kingdom of the air is indeed the evil spirit? And did God permit the evil spirit to rule? If so, then following this evil spirit, would that be all right?
OK， 这里所说的神准许他啊，神准许他这在空中掌权的意思，并不是说神预备让他这样做，而是神没有把他的这在那里的这个什么背叛神的这是马上把他打断的意思。
So that the evil spirit is ruling us doesn't mean that he is part of God's plan. It's simply that God has not taken the option to cut him off right away.
所以就是说，就好像，好像什么，好像，不好意思讲，比如说从前 ，OK， 共产党背叛了国民政府，那个时候国民政府还没有把他一下子打断，那个时候你跟随共产党还是背叛国民政府一样。
OK，an example would be the conflict between the Chinese nationalist and the communist. There was a certain time the communists were considered rebels.So at that time, since they weren't destroyed by the ruling government, and following the rebels would still make you a rebel.
所以并不是说神安排、神计划叫这个空中掌权者现在来掌权，不是这个，而是空中掌权者他背叛了神，神没有把他的背叛完全消灭。
So God has not planned, it was not in God's will for this evil spirit to rule over the air. And so, but if you follow the evil spirit,You are still considered rebellious to God. Would like a company like to add? Or that's fine.
I think it's okay.
Okay, so next question is to you. Can you go through the original words, I am that I am? 就是在出埃及记讲神说他的名是我是自由拥有的。那这里想请 Dr. Carpenter 用希伯来文仔细的讲。我是自由拥有的是什么意思？一个一个来。Okay, Exodus 3, 出埃及记第三章。
And we'll want verse 14.
对，十四节。
But we should read 13 too.
我们其实也应该读十三节。
Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them?
摩西到神的面前问神说他说我他说这个我到以色列人那里对他们说你祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来他们若问我说他叫什么名字我要对他们说什么呢
God said to Moses I am who I am
神对摩西说我是自由拥有的
And he said say this to the people of Israel I am has sent me to you
又说你要对以色列人这样说那自由的打发我到你们这里来
God also said to Moses say this to the people of Israel the Lord the God of your fathers the God of Abraham the God of Isaac the God of Jacob has sent me to you
神又对摩西说你要对以色列人这样说耶和华你们祖宗的神就是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神打发我到你们这里来耶和华是我的名直到永远这是我的纪念直到万代
Notice that Moses does answer with a familiar description of God in verse 15.
所以我们看到十五节，摩西是用一个比较人能懂的形容词来描述这个神。
Yahweh, he calls God.
他说这个耶和华神。
And then he connects Yahweh up with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他也描述这个耶和华神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
I think he had to add this because when he said, when he gave the answer of verse 14, the Israelite people might not have been sufficiently satisfied.
是他必须这样子说，就是因为他觉得他如果照着十四节像以色列人这样子说，以色列人可能不满意。
The word used in Hebrew in verse 14 for God is Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, which means literally. Let me give it a literal translation first.
希伯来文在十四节里讲那个神的名，它是那个古怪的声音。
I shall be that which I shall be.
我就是。那我就要是那我就要是的。
Okay. Now, the word is even presently under research in biblical scholarship.
那个实际的用字，就现在的圣经学者还在研究到底是什么意思。
So we haven't discovered yet exactly what we think it means.
我们其实还没有发现它的准确的意义。
I think we do know, we just don't know that we know for sure.
Okay, 我们是知道，可是我们不知道我们清楚的知道。
Yeah, and I think that it is a combination of the three meanings that I gave you the other day.
我相信这个就是我上次跟你谈的那个三个意义中间的一个这个综合。
The ancient Septuagint version translates this in Greek as haon.
在那个七十世译本，那个希腊文译本，他把这个字用一个 haon。
The one who is and the one who exists.
就是那个存在的，他也就是的那一位。
And that sounds very Greek.
它的听起来很像希腊文。
Very philosophical.
很有哲学的意义。
And it's clear that the Greek writer was searching for a way to communicate the meaning of this word.
所以我们也知道那时候这些希腊的学者也非常想要知道这个字到底是什么意思。
In Hebrew, Ehyeh comes from the root Hayah.
对，希伯来文的一些字。
Ehyeh comes from the root hayah, meaning to happen.
Can you write it up?
I don't know if that'll help.
我请他写下来。就是他那个希伯来文那个字，就好像要发生，要存在。要就是的，那就是现在就存在。
Okay. Now, that's just the bare root of the word.
这就是那个字的字根。
Yeah. This word would mean like he was, it was.
就是说他是的意思。
Yeah. But now we're talking about a form of the word in the imperfect in Hebrew.Which means I will be.
我们是在讲说，他的语气，他的时事是好像，中文没有过去、现在、将来，没有办法讲。
Ehyeh, and this is first person.
这是第一人称。
This makes it first person.
第一人称我。
And so it's Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh.I will be that which I will be.
我就会是，我就那就会是的。
Now,
can an English derivation be used? I mean, what would we mean?
Well, I guess we would just talk about the verb to be, to happen.
No, I meant, can that be spelled out in English?
可不可以用英文拼音拼出来？
Oh, like transliterate?
Yeah, transliterate. Pronounce it.
Okay.
So that he can. Reggie obviously was the person who asked that question. So,
you see.
So I didn't want to cut him off because he was within the rules.
Ehye. Ehye. Okay, now I will start again and just briefly go through those three explanations, I think.
我想再快快讲一下我上次讲的三次那三个不同的意义。
But I need to add this.
我必须要加一句。
The meaning of this word is not to be found solely in the root of the word.
这个字的意义不应该全在它字根里去寻找。
The root meaning of words can be misleading.
有的时候一个字根的意义常常会这个带到错的地方。
A word when it is first formed may mean black.
就是最早它做出来可能是黑色这个意思。
But through semantic usage and change, it may come to mean white.
但可是当开始慢慢这个字发展的时候，可能变成相反的意思，变成白的。
Therefore, the definition of this word must be sought in the broad context.Of the book of Exodus.
所以这个字的意义应该是借着出埃及记的上下文来决定。
What does the word mean in relationship to this historical revelation that God is making to Israel?
所以这个字就是跟神那时候跟以色列人启示的时候到底有什么意义？
And when the Septuagint translates it as Ha'on, he who exists, the existing one, the self-perpetuating one,and so on, that type of thing, it is too abstract, I think, from the biblical context.
所以当那七十一本说这个人就是他存在的这位神一直到永久存在的，他是用了出埃及记的这个上下文。
It fits Greek philosophical thought better.
他跟希腊哲学很接近。
And they did not think of God as one who was tied in withand mixed in with historical revelation.
他们不能够接受这个神是跟历史的发展有关的。
They just philosophized in their mind to figure out who and what God was.
他们只是在想从哲理来探讨神到底是应该什么样的神。
And he was something out here.
他是在外面的。
Israel's knowledge of her God, remember, comes through revelation.
以色列人对神的认识是借着启示来的。
He reveals himself to them. They don't have to think about it like the Greek philosophers.
神自己向以色列人显现，所以以色列人不需要像希腊哲学家一样 去用思想上来探索。
He reveals himself through words.
他借着一些字句来把自己显出来。
He also reveals himself through acts in history.
他也这个神也用历史上的一些这个重大的这个阶段行为用他的工作来显出来。
So this word will take on meaning for Israel.
所以这个字对以色列人的意义。
As God reveals himself to them in historical acts and words.
就是像神借着历史的上的一些行为跟这个也跟一些话向以色列人显现。
Just by saying the word, Israel didn't know all about her God.
只用话的话，以色列人并不能够明白，全部明白神。
But God would proceed to give meaning to that.
可是神对他们来说有新的意义，因为他在行动。
Moses gives some meaning to it already when he goes to the next verse.
所以在紧接着那一节，摩西就把那几个字解释了一下。
See, the word might have been a bit ambiguous, verse 14.
因为在这个他知道第十四节的话是不大容易懂的。
But then verse 15, it takes on a concrete meaning for Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh.
所以在第十五节他就开始说亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神就是这个耶和华神。
Okay, now we'll talk about the three meanings that we mentioned before.
所以再提一下这个三个意义。
But what is said here must always be related then to the historical situation in which Israel came to know her God.
所以我们要在这里看，一定要看到这个在历史的背景，这以色列人怎么样开始认识他们的神。
You know God through the Bible and through His experiencing Him, don't you?
对，我们认识神是不是就是借着圣经，借着跟神的经历呢？
Okay, Israel would do the same. God would reveal Himself.
以色列也是如此。
So first, I will say again, it means I will be that I will be.
第一个意就是说我将要是我就将是的那位。
One of the things that knowing the name of the God in the ancient Near East did is this.
我如果知道神的名，就是在那时候中东的传统里，如果知道神的名的意义是怎样的？
By knowing the name of the God, the person comprehended the God and had some power over the God.
如果你明白这神的名的意思，那你就开始认识这个神，你甚至还可以管这个神，有一些能力来指挥这个神。
One of the Egyptian gods tries to learn the name of Re, the great god, so that he could have power over Re.
所以如果有人要明白那个埃及的太阳神的名字的意义，你就可以管理这个太阳神。
So God does not reveal his whole nature in the word.
所以我们的神就不把他的名字的全部意义都放在这里。
I will be that I will be.
我就是要那要是的。
You know what I have been with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你知道我过去对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各是怎样。
You know what the situation is now.
你也知道你现在的关系如何。
And now in the future, I will be to you that I will be. You will find out who I am.
在将来也会逐步的认识，更多的认识我。
And I'll not reveal all of my being to you. You will not have power over me.
我不预备把我全部的名字告诉你，这样的话你就不要想来控制我。
Okay, that's one. I like that one, perhaps the best.
这其实是我最欣赏的一个解释。
But it does not really contradict the other two. They seem to be complementary to me.
另外两个其实这个也跟这个互补的，并没有跟它冲突。
The second one that we'll talk about is, since this is tied in with the verb haya,
第二个是因为它跟这个字很有关系。
Which can mean to happen, to exist, to be present, and so on.
说这是存在、发生、有的这回事。
This is the God, this means I am the God who is with you.
这可以说我是跟你同在的这个神。
It would not mean I am the God who exists abstractly.
这并不是说我是那位在很抽象的存在的神。
That's Greek thought, philosophy.
这是希腊人这样子想。
It means I am the God who is presently with you in what's going on in history.
我就是那一位现在就跟你在一起的神，这历史上一直都在工作。
I was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我曾经跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各在一起。
I'm with you.
我跟你在一起。
And I'm amongst you and will be there.
我就在你们中间，我也继续跟你们同在。
I think it's fair to say that that explanation is probably accepted by more scholars than any other.
所以这个第二个解释可能被较多的学者接受。
But I don't see that it contradicts the other, but they're complementary.
我是觉得跟我刚才所讲的其实是互补的。
And then one, the final one,
最后的
is a result of the greatest archaeologist, the greatest archaeologist's work in this century, W.F. Albright.
第三个解释是我们现在这世纪最著名的这位考古学家。
He thought that this term reflected a hifil conjugation in Hebrew. Causative. It's the causative again. He thought that this term reflected the causative conjugation in Hebrew.
所以他觉得这个话有因果，在希伯来文的文法构造上有一些因果的关系。
This, for instance, Haya just makes a statement.He was, it was, it happened, it occurred, it is present.
可以说这个他过去就是。
But if I put that into the hifil conjugation, which adds a hey in front of it, that then means...
稍微改一改 就是加一些这个因果关系的介系词。
That means he caused it to come about.
所以他就让这些事情发生。
And if we read this as an ancient Hithil conjugation,
如果我们把它当注意这个文法的 用途的话
，which was Albright's thesis，
就是刚才我提到这位考古学家的他的论文。
Then God is saying, "I'm the one that causes everything to be."
他我就是这个让所有事情发生的那位神。
That doesn't contradict the first interpretation.
他并不这个跟我刚刚讲的第一个解释冲突。
It just makes God a little more emphatically the cause.
就是只是把神说神其实还是推动他是所有的事情的原因。
Again, for Israel, it has to be interpreted concretely and historically.
所以对以色列人来说，必须要借着历史啊，能够很实际的能够解释这个字。
I have caused the creation to come into being.
我曾经创造这个世界。
I brought about the call of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我曾经呼召亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
I have brought about the people Israel.
我也把埃及人带出来。
And you can be
这样带出来。
And you can be sure that I'm going to cause to come into existence Israel.
所以我也会把以色列人这个带出来。
I mean Israel as a nation. Now
以色列的国带出来。
Okay.You can see how these three interpretations of verse 14.
所以这十四节的这个三个解释的方法。
One, they overlap and complement, I think.
他们彼此重复并且彼此补足。
But they need to be interpreted concretely, and verse 15 then begins that process.
所以从十五节开始就把这些这个名字逐渐的阐明。
Puts it into historical terms and relational terms.That Israel can relate to.
所以就放在一个历史的背景里头，以色列人可以明白。
And then further meaning will now be poured into Yahweh's name as He redeems His people down through history.
所以当他在历史里头逐渐救赎他的人民的时候，他名字就越来越清楚了。Yeah. Now, because of the number of questions we have, we also like to ask our speakers to be briefer.
So you have to give a simpler question then.
我应该问一个简单的问题，这样的话我的回答就会比较简单。Okay.
That's as short as I could be.
这个 ,thank you, Dr. Carpenter, for trying so hard. 这个问题，我们尚未度过许多年岁，怎么知道我们从主耶稣基督那里得到的永生真是永生？Since we haven't lived so long, many years, you know, how do we know that the eternity we're receiving from our Lord Jesus Christ is really a so-called eternity, lasting a long time?
Okay. 永生这个词啊，其实我们啊，用比较 literally 来把它翻译出来的话，其实不叫做永生，其实是属于将来的世代的生命。
Okay, the term eternal life really means that this is the life
belonging to
the ages to come.
Okay, 那因为这个将来的世代是永远存在，所以我们的这个生命是永远存在，是永生。
Because the ages to come is eternal, so therefore we call this way of life eternal life.
可是将来的世代，其实在耶稣基督第一次来临的时候已经开始了。
So this so-called the ages that is to come really began at the time when Jesus came.
所以我们今天呢，在主里面有这个那 OK 有这个来世的生命的人呢，我们所有的生命跟那些不信主的人呢，真的不太一样。
So for those of us who are in the Lord, we have this life of the future. Our life is slightly different.
Life for the coming age.
Life of the coming ages.
It's different from the life of other people who are outside of Christ. Okay.
Okay.
那因为这个生命啊，没有错。所以啊，如果你有这种新的生命，就是有这个来世的生命的话，你跟别人不一样，你的生活方式不一样。这个生命会让你有不同的生活方式，所以你知道你有新的生命。
Okay, because of this life, makes some difference. That is, you make decisions different from what you used to do, and so this way you know that you have this new life.
那而且这个生命永远存在，是不是永远存在？就是因为我们晓得圣经是可靠，圣经告诉我们这个生命永远存在，所以我们才晓得那一个来世的生命是永远存在的。
whether this life will really last indefinitely. So we have to trust in the Bible. Since the Bible says it will last, then we know it will.
I'll make one comment.
Okay, if I can, 补充一点.
I think it is fundamentally dangerous to think of eternal life as only length of life.
我想就是如果我们把永生就想到这一段时间的长短会很危险。
Eternal life means just as much quality of life.
这个永生也有这个就是生命的意义内涵的意思，就是说不同性质的，不同性质的，不同。It
is life that comes from God.
是从神那里来的生命。
When we are morally and religiously renewed and in relationship to Him, we share His life.
所以当我们道德或者宗教方面，我们的生命被神不住的更新，那这个就是神的生命在这里。And
His quality of life is not subject to corruption.
所以神的生命的特质不受任何的腐败，不会被腐败。第二问题，牧师可以为基督徒和非基督徒的婚礼证婚吗？ 我们对这种婚礼当持何种的态度？ Can a pastor perform the marriage between a Christian and a non-Christian? And what should our attitude be toward such marriages?
Okay. 因为两个人结婚的时候啊，要两个人，其实两个人有很多那个不同的背景的人呢，要生活在一起。
So when two people from different backgrounds decide to live together,
那这个人，那这个背景啊，如果离得越远呢，你要两个人生活在一起越困难。So
the more the two backgrounds differ with each other, the more difficult it will be for these two people to live together as if it were in marriage.
那我们的信仰啊，我们的宗教或者我们的信仰，就是我们生命当中一个很重要很重要的因素。
So our faith. It's a very important factor in our life.
因此你把这两个不同信仰的人叫他们生活在一起，你就好像是什么的，把火跟水放在一起一样，很难生活。So
if you put these two people with such a tremendous difference and make them to live together, you are talking about mixing water with fire.
就好像你价值观念不一样，你价值的观念不一样，你认为重要，他认为不重要，你认为重要，他认为不重要，所以你两个人怎么合在一起很难。
So since you have two different value judgments, you know, something you can be important, value judgment, something you can be important, the other party may not, you know, how can you?
所以圣经才明说，圣经才说，你信和这个不信的不要同父异母。
So that's why the Bible says that do not be yoked with unbelievers.
因此啊，牧师。 有些牧师就不但像基督徒一样，不但愿意给这一个性格不信的人呢，给他证婚来鼓励他们叫他们结婚。你明知道这有问题，你故意搞成。So
many ministers, pastors, including myself, was are unwilling to perform such marriages because you know it's not going to work. You know, why should?
还有一个很重要一点，
and that's very important thing.
如果你不相信神的话，你找牧师证婚干什么？
So if you don't believe in God, you know, why do you need a pastor to perform a message?
你根本不相信神，你叫牧师来替你祝福，叫求神祝福你们，那你根本不相信神，根本没有神祝福你们，在你头脑里面根本就不要神祝福你，对不对？
So if you don't believe in God, why do you need the blessing of God of the Bible?
所以有一些牧师说， okay, 如果你们要硬的要结婚的话，我所谓证婚说，我做一个。
做一个法律上的一个仪式，可是我没有办法求神祝福你们。So some pastor would still do it in those cases and perform a civil wedding.
所以那个时候的牧师并不是以这个站在牧师的立场给你证婚，而是以法院代表的一个人给你证婚，只是一个法律上的问题，根本跟神没关系。
The pastor doesn't act as if he was a pastor, and he is simply a representative of the law.
Just to underline what he's saying, the children would have a terrible time.
Yeah, 就是他们的将来的孩子会生活会非常的辛苦。
I would think that the believer would be especially in distress concerning the destiny of the children.
所以这位信的这一方，他实在是会为他的孩子相当的担心。
我要加上一句啊，即使这些不是看不起这些不信的人呢，如果是这样的，希望那些不信的人赶快来信耶稣，好好做一个建设一个神所喜欢的家庭。
Okay, so I'm not really looking down upon those people who doesn't believe, and so hope that they can come into the faith, so their marriage would be better and perfect. Okay, 我们何时得儿子的名分？若是得救时，为何这名分？若是得救时，为何这名分会失去？When do we gain this position or being adopted as sons of God? And if we receive this this new status at the time of salvation, how could we lose this particular status?
Okay, 这就大概跟我昨天讲有关系啊。
Probably related to what I told you yesterday.
啊，我要加上我昨天下午有几句话我没讲出来，所以我大概讲出来，让各位有点安全一点。
So I'd like to clarify certain things.
没有错，第一啊，当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们就成为神的儿子。
So it's true that at the moment we believe in Jesus, we become his son of God.
可是圣经里面所说的得救啊，我昨天没有时间讲。如果我要讲，可以讲一个中文，不过我现在不讲啊。
So,
就
Okay, the question of salvation, if I really want to get into it, it will take at least an hour.
其实圣经里面所说的得救这个观念呢，有个很大很大的观念，新约圣经里面有很大的观念。
It is actually a very broad concept.
其实圣经里面讲到我们过去的，圣经有时候讲到我们得救，以过去式来讲，过去得救。
And many times the Bible uses the past tense to